This podcast is powered by Men's Tee Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tee Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tee Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or menstclinic.com.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Look, we talked about a lot of things baseball, but we didn't talk about the most important thing baseball yesterday because we wanted to give it plenty of time. All the space that it needed. Let's talk about the Texas Rangers and Jacob freaking DeGrom. Let's go with cut number 10 because Jacob DeGrom was outstanding all night long.
The payoff pitch. Swing and a miss. Tipped into the glove of Heim. He holds on. A slider that would have been ball four, but how can you blame Carlson for swinging at that nasty bender?
So,
I've been on a nasty bender before.
Probably less effective than this one last night.
My nasty
night, right?
Benders look a little bit different than Jacob DeGrom's at now, this point.
So, one of the things I love, so Jacob DeGrom has a no-hitter going into the eighth inning. And it's always a dicey proposition, like how much wear and tear do you want to put on a pitcher's arm with the pitch count and everything like that. Mm-hmm. But it feels like it's exponentially higher with Jacob DeGrom, who, you know, he had been in the midst of a string of 81, 82 pitch outings, but he's given up no hits. He's going into the eighth. He has a, like, conservative for a pitcher pitch count. Mm-hmm. I think it was like 80, low 80s at the time. It might have actually been high 70s. So he was in a position where if he's effective, you're like, hey, he could pitch the rest of this. And
did you want him to, though? Like, where would you have been on that if he was making it through? He was starting to labor a little bit more.
Yeah.
He had some really nice, efficient innings.
Yeah.
And then it started to be like, okay, now we're at 17, 18 in an inning.
Because he was perfect through six. And so that seventh inning. All right. So I would have said no. But then I heard what Jacob DeGrom said, and I think I've retroactively changed my mind, which makes no difference because obviously he didn't get the no-hitter. But did you hear what he said about it? He goes, man, I wanted that one. And he said that he even went to Couser, who I believe got the hit, and he walked up to him or he walked by him, and he was like, dang it, man, I wanted that one. And he said, look, they're major league hitters. Their job is to prevent this from happening. And he goes, I threw a fastball. I think it was a fastball. I asked when I came in. Then I kind of blanked out. But like, I was like, what did I throw out there? And it was a fastball. And so he got it. And so like, just the way he talked about, like, for all the amazing things Jacob DeGrom has done in his career, doesn't have a no hitter, which is actually really surprising.
And he, yes, that was shocking to me.
And so he was like, I really wanted it. And so I realized in the grand scheme of what the point of the season is, it was best that it didn't happen. But when you hear him talk about how much he wanted it, I was like, oh.
Yeah, because he's a competitor. I get it. He's got a warrior spirit. That's exactly what I want from my guys out
there.
For sure. I totally understand it. But at the same time, cooler heads have to prevail. All right, let's not get too greedy here.
Okay.
Let's keep the main thing the main thing.
Okay.
Jacob.
Well, we
would have won the game.
That's true. So the main thing about this game, outside of, hey, I see an offense, I want to stick with DeGrom for just a minute. So his fastball was sitting in the high 90s. He had a slider that, and this is always a big thing. We've talked about this with Tyler Mahle quite a bit. it was producing repeated swinging strikes.
Yes.
All right, so not only was it a good pitch, but it was also a good pitch that A, would have been in the zone, and B, even in the zone, still forced a swing and a miss. So he gave up one hit to go along with the two walks, dropped his ERA from a 2.24 to a 2.08. But sometimes we've talked about that. Those stats can be deceiving. What are you doing right now? Well, look, he's gotten better every single month. So that is if you don't count the one start he had against Boston when he went five, gave up no runs, and had a zero ERA. I'm going to take that out of the equation because that really messes up my my math problem here. Yeah. But in the month of April, 3.21 ERA. Hey, that'll work. It's not totally DeGrom, but that'll work. In May, 2.08 ERA. Now in June, 1.41 ERA. So if there's any concern about him slowing down, it's actually quite the opposite. He seems like he's getting better and he's getting stronger. And we talked with Boach yesterday and he said, hey, we've already talked. Jacob knows the deal. Like, we're going to get to a point where we skip a couple starts. But yes. But he did point out that he feels like it's not so much the innings pitched as it is the pitch count.
Right.
And he feels like they've been pretty conservative. And if you look at it, he had that game against the Yankees where he went past 100. But like, it was a weird anomaly to me because at the end of May, he had 81 pitches in a start. Next start to start off June, 81 pitches. Next start, 81 pitches. Next start, 82 pitches.
Yeah.
I was at that game and I was really disappointed. I thought it was 81 again. And then 84 and last night, 89. So he has been in like a really consistent pitch count area that doesn't feel overly stressful. So hopefully he won't have to miss as much time as like potentially we would think with like not injury, but just resting.
Right, right. And I think that was the plan coming into the season. I think we all knew that at some point they were going to give him a little bit of time off. At some point in the summer, I would expect would be a good month for that. And then...
Do you kind of not want him to be an all-star then? I know it would only probably be one inning, but like to even ramp it up for that one inning?
Yeah, I would honestly be fine with that because that won't get crazy, but... I was more passionate about him not going the length last night.
Yeah.
The All-Star stuff is what it is, and he's certainly deserving of it. So I wouldn't have a problem with that at all. I know one of the things that Jared was talking about last night, too, was coming out of the gates this year, he was, not that he was bad by any means, but he was struggling a little bit more against lefties.
Yep.
And then all of a sudden, and you see these lineups, they're trying to just stack lefties on him. Like, how can we gain any sort of edge here? And he's completely changed course on that, and he's been dialed.
Were you kind of hoping then that there would be like a dumb bloop single in the fifth or the sixth or something to end any hope of the perfect game or the no-hitter? Even the perfect game, the no-hitter I get, but the perfect game.
Perfect game's a different story. Perfect game is a little bit of a different story.
So had we not had seventh inning walks, do you think you would have changed your tune? And you're like, well, he's still obviously rocking along. Let's go for it.
Yes, I think for the perfect game,
okay,
that feels like a disrespect to baseball if you're going to not allow that to happen.
Right.
But the no-hitter deal, it's like, hey, let's not get too greedy on this one.
Okay.
It was tough, though. It was tough. I'm like, I'm enjoying it. I'm like, I'm living and dying with every pitch. And at the same time, I'm like, when are we going to get him out of here?
Okay. So it worked out for all parties involved. And for the Rangers, we still have some good and bad news. We'll get to that in a second. Rangers went 4-2 on their road trip to the Heat Dome. I feel like you have kept us up to date on all things Heat Dome. And
it's getting spicy out there.
It really is. How excited do you think Jared is to be in the air conditioning stadium?
I love that he tweeted out a photo of himself last night where he's he is as sweaty as you would think he just played in a game.
Yes, for sure. So 4-2 on the road trip. They're 11-6 in their last 17 games as you reach the midway point of the season. I know we're not to the All-Star game, but never forget a big chunk of the first half of the season and part of the second half is taken up before the All-Star break. They're 40-41. All right, so quick math puts you at 80-82. That's never going to cut it. So you're obviously going to have to be at a much more blistering pace in the second half of the season. And as much as I want to believe, we've still kind of waited for that sustained, like, viability. Because even when They rolled through Washington, Minnesota, Chicago. Then you followed it up with a sweep at the hands of the Royals. Mm-hmm. Dang it, man. I felt like we just... But they did win the series against the Pirates. They did win the series against Baltimore. And yesterday, an encouraging thing for me was Josh Young. I guess I could have done it more dramatically. You know what? Let's try that more dramatically. All right, cut 15. Another positive thing from last night is the play of this man.
The 0-2 pitch hit high into the air, pretty deep right field. Carlson going back on this. He turns to look, and it's out of here. Line drive home run to right for Josh Young. It sails over all the bullpen, the tarp people out there in right, right over the 373 marker for Young, his eighth home run this year. He's driven in all three, and the Rangers are up 3-0.
Look, do I hope that there's a short video in the next couple days called Tarp People?
That's a great call.
And like, they just show somebody like just rising up when the tarp is over them. Yes, I do hope that happens. But that was important for Josh Young, I think, for a variety of reasons. First of all, he got it on an 0-2 pitch with two outs. So, like, that's a disadvantageous situation to begin with. How many games do you think it had been since Josh Young hit a home run?
I actually know the answer to this, and I was jarred.
Jacob, how many games do you think it had been since Josh Young hit a home run?
37.
32! And if we're talking about DeGrom getting better and better and better, Josh Young, he was at a solid, if not spectacular, run in April and May. He has been dreadful in the month of June. 171 batting average, and if you're like, that's an outdated stat, give me the OPS. 472.
Hey, just to be fair, it's not so outdated that 171 can be anything
sure.
other than yeah. that sucks.
Yeah. I mean, maybe every hit you have was a home run, sure. and your OPS is like 812, and you're like, yeah, I don't care then. That's fine.
But you had just presented us the 32-game dong drought yeah, that he had been
yeah,
on.
Yeah, exactly. So clearly that was not the case. And probably, and this is probably concerning, and then the fact that he got that, he got another hit. He just hasn't been getting on base. So it's not like a Corey Seager deal where we talked about like, the hits aren't there. But he's gotten a string of walks. Four walks this month as opposed to 19 strikeouts. So he needed this game. Will this be the springboard to something? I don't know, because he had two hits the night before as well. You hope so.
Yes.
But this month of June has perhaps led you to believe that that won't be the case. And here's something I really want people to think about. He has four multi-hit games this month and has a total of 13 hits. So in those multi-hit games, he has 9 hits. In every other game combined this month, he has 4.
That's crazy, man. What a frustrating game.
Yes, exactly. So I would love to tell you Josh Young's going to start rolling in your face, Seattle. Here we come. But I just don't know if that is a fair way to put it.
Do you think Brett Boone just tells him to start aiming for the tarp people moving forward?
It's
like, that's your bullseye.
I would like more discussion about tarp people.
I just want to talk.
Do they live rolled up in the thing? Or I don't know. Now,
their own little village.
Yeah, exactly. Now, we're trying to make you smile because I do have some bad news. I was trying to slow play the bad news.
All right.
Wyatt Langford has left side tightness again. He will be examined when the Rangers return to Texas. So obviously that is probably happening like right now. Bochy didn't rule out an IL stint, but he didn't say it was imminent. But this is something that you've seen. He's had a couple of oblique issues already this year.
Yeah.
And you just don't want to see that.
No, you don't. And we were wondering in the G-Bag Nation, like, is at what point do you maybe have too much muscle on your body? Is there a fine line for a guy who has to swing and there's just so much torque, he's tightly wound? I don't know, but we've seen Adolis Garcia go through some of this, but here was the problem. We also saw Nathaniel Lowe last year go through it. So that kind of debunks
things. Yeah. I'm going to go with the old wrestling adage. He has muscles in places most people don't even have places. Wow. And so, maybe that's the case. Because look, Wyatt Langford's having a disappointing season.
He sure is.
All right. Like, he's not having a bad season, especially compared to some of the players that we've talked about. But you thought you would see an upward trajectory this year. And even that hasn't been the case. Like, he's been fine this year. He's been somewhat equivalent to last year, although he is down in a few key categories. And he's another person that has struggled the last couple of months. So I don't want to just make it sound like everything else has been going great. Josh Young has been struggling.
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Struggling. Wyatt Langford's been struggling for a minute, and he had a really hot start to kind of help propel this offense early.
Yeah. The Langford stuff is, I don't know that it's being talked about enough, honestly.
Yeah.
Because his, I mean, under 700 OPS, under 630 OPS since April 24th.
Yes.
K percentage of just under 30%.
And I know the logical follow-up is going to be, he's 23. I get that, and I'm not here to argue that. But it's the same thing that we talk about all the time with football. You would love to see some dominant years when you're paying these players very little compared to their actual market value. Like, right. I have no idea. I have no doubt that when Wyatt Langford gets to be a free agent, well, he'll be at the point where you're like, oh my God, we have to pay him so much money. Or at least hopefully, because that means he's been really good. You would love to see the competitive advantage that comes along with getting those players at that level when they're still not making a lot of money.
Yes, this is the time. This is how you capitalize, and this is how you go on epic runs when you're paying pennies on the dollar and getting a great return.
Exactly. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, it's that time of day. It's time for the Erickson.
Yes, sir. NBA Draft Edition featuring the most surprising draft pick in NBA history. That's next right here on The Fan.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Eric, I have a bit of a conundrum.
Oh, no.
Because I don't want to infringe on your time.
Dude, my time is your time. I'm literally I'm at your house right now. I'm in your office.
But every now and again, you get fan texts that are so shockingly inaccurate.
Yeah.
That you want to address them on the air.
A lot of ball sack reports out there, and that includes the fan text.
Yeah. And so, do you think I should just get over the conversation that includes all kinds of assumptions and generalizations and puts out the idea that we as a station or us as a show are being racist by talking about the problems people have with Nico Harrison, even though I will point out I was not at the Mavs draft party last night where people started chanting fire Nico.
That did happen, yes.
Or do you think we should address all the factual inaccuracies, especially when that person texted back with a whole bunch of inaccuracies again and said no response needed?
I think you should go line by line.
I mean, I can.
I'm ready for it.
All right.
This guy is hilarious, man.
In the sense
that he's awful.
It bothers me because I think this is really what this person thinks. And like, I'm also the person who said, how many coaches does Jim Nill get to pick before his job is questioned? And everyone's like, you fool, you simmer down and be quiet. And like, Jim Nill is white.
Did you know that, Jacob?
I think I knew that, yeah.
We need to confirm this before you just start saying stuff.
Okay, I don't. Okay, I don't know. But like, so I don't. Okay, you know what? You convince me.
Google Images does confirm Jim Nill to be white.
Okay. So this goes back to, and I actually, you know what? I really do want to have a conversation about this. All right, from the 682, and I apologize. I know you have a lot of great
stuff.
Don't
you apologize to me.
For the 682, this is really becoming a racial conversation. I wonder if all white people are mad about Luka or if it is just you white people. Does it make any difference that he got replaced by a white player? If it was just a racial issue, then why wouldn't we all be happy that we drafted another white person?
Yeah, we would all have the huge collective sigh of relief.
Yes!
That we replaced our white guy with another white guy.
Yes! And like, ooh, that is the first thing that bothers me. I have said time and time and time again that when the Mavericks moved up in the draft lottery, my initial thought was, oh my gosh, we can go get Trey Johnson. He's not white. But then, of course, we got the number one pick, and I was like, oh man. And then from the 682, are you still going at Jerry Jones for threatening your jobs on air, or did you bow down and lick his boots? I don't know if you've ever heard the show, including the show the day after, that, yeah, all the time. I talk about how they make poor decisions. I hate the way they manage the salary cap. I've gotten into it with Jerry Jones and Stephen Jones. They've sworn at us, hung up the phone. So I don't know how to go any further.
You have one of the all-time great monologues in station history that was hammering against the Joneses.
Yes. And then but it says, by the way, I'm this person. Says they're black, same as Nico, and no one that you know that he knows or she is bothered by this. I think we all know why. But you know what? The insinuation there as well is that it's a racial thing. So I guess that discounts all the commentators on all of the major media networks who were all different races, who said this was the most shocking trade in NBA history and one of the most imbalanced in NBA history. All right. And he said, let it go and become adults again, if that's even possible. All right. So I'm going to jump ahead. And somebody said they're trolling me, and they might be, but I don't think so because of this next part. And I responded with the response, essentially, I just told you. Point is, not all fans are Luka Doncic fans, and not all Mavericks fans feel how your show projects public opinion. We have talked about the alternative time and again. We talked about it yesterday. If there are Mavs fans who are like, I was always a Mavs fan, Luka or no, versus the people that were Luka fans, and they're like, I took a break from the Mavericks. Why don't you take, oh yeah, you dismiss solid fan texts as Nico burner accounts. Absolutely, I do not do that. Never have. And you don't take phone calls that would push back on this nonsense, both of which are childish behavior exemplified. All right, so our show in particular just doesn't take a whole lot of phone calls just because we've had a whole lot of issues with people swearing, including Jerry Jones. Which, so with the fan text, at least if you see a curse word, you can edit it. And then said, Randy Galloway never carried himself in this manner. Are you freaking kidding me? Randy Galloway was public enemy number one if it came to bashing the Dallas Cowboys and Jerry Jones. There's nothing wrong with that. When somebody makes a mistake, it's okay to have the conversation that they made a mistake. This person continues. And then the level of smugness and disdain you speak with is repulsive. I will admit to the smugness part. That is an issue of my life. This is just the way I talk. I cannot tell you how many times it's gotten me in trouble for somebody thinking that I was being sarcastic when I was actually trying to echo a positive sentiment. We continue. So I concede that point. Fair. Do you need someone who looks like you to resonate with and cheer for that bad? I'm just going to speak for me, just myself personally. Every single person who said they don't even care if the Mavericks, let's say we wouldn't have had injuries and the Mavericks would have won the title this year. There were lots of people who were like, I didn't even care. Like I wouldn't even root for it. I was like, that's crazy. Because first of all, if the Mavericks would have won this year, or if they win next year, or the year after that, it proves to me, assuming the Lakers don't, that Nico was right. And like I have said that time and again, if they win with Anthony Davis leading the charge and Luka does not win with the Lakers, it proves that Nico was right. I've said that again and again and again. One sports reporter, and I'm sure you know who he is, even went so far as to ask the Mavericks CEO if Nico is the right man for the job in the future. You're kidding me. A sports reporter asked if somebody is doing their job well? Again, we literally asked Jerry Jones why there are no repercussions to his struggles as a general manager and why he won't fire himself to his face. Well, I guess over the phone. But if he could come in studio all the time, that would be freaking phenomenal. It really, really would. And then the part that ended it, no response needed. And that's the part that bothered me the most and why we're bringing this to air. And I'm sorry for taking up your time again. Because
hey, one blue chew away and that Erickson is back.
Because I thought that we were going to have a conversation. Like I responded to that person thinking that we were going to have a conversation and they just responded and with their thoughts and said, don't respond. So we're not going to have a conversation. And so I just wanted to give you my side of the conversation that could not all be fit in a text. Plus you said you didn't want to hear back from me. And it just... I hate that so much because somebody was asking the other day and said that I think Jokic is better than Giannis because he's white. And I'm just like, it's the MVPs. Giannis won the MVP and led his team to a championship because he was better at the time. Not because he was black, because he was better. Better.
Thank you.
Jokic led his team to a title, not because he was white, but because he became the best player in the world. Do I hope that Anthony Davis brings it back together and is the best player in the world? Hell yeah, because he plays for my team. I care about my teams and I want them to win. I love Kyrie Irving. I bought a special pair of Kyrie 4s that have Duke colors and wore them to Cameron Indoor Stadium because I thought the shoes were freaking firing because Kyrie is awesome.
And that doesn't even include the Kyrie undies that you bought as well.
Yes, that's right.
Those boxers are badass, dude.
See? Yeah.
That's what I get for knocking on Higgy's door when we go to Oxnard late at night in the hotel room. And he's in his skivvies. And Kyrie's right there on the front.
If you're tired of hearing about the Luka trade, I get it. I do. But I'm also, but like, I moved on. I'm Team Mavericks. But we talk about the things that people want to talk about. And when you talk about twisting public opinion, that doesn't help us out at all. All right? This is a ratings-based station. If I wanted to do my own show of all my own, just like, I want to talk about this weird niche college basketball game in January, what a ratings disaster that would be.
Oh, so now you're rate baiting.
Jeez. But like, we talk about the things that people want to talk about. And if you think Nico made the right trade, like, right on. And that's totally fair. But that is not the public opinion. And that's not because of the people I just hang out with. I'm saying social media, people that interact with this show, and the people I run across in day-to-day life. That is the consensus. That doesn't mean everybody, but that's the consensus. So I hate the idea that we're trying to twist the public narrative. My public narrative is, if the Mavericks win, Nico was right. And I hope he holds a press conference that it says, I told you. I told all of you.
Don't worry, he will.
He should. As he should. So anyways, I really took up pretty much all of your time just to respond to that person.
It's fine.
Just because I really hate that idea that somebody feels that way and does not want to listen to anything to the contrary. Or like even your explanation. That person didn't even want to hear my explanation. They're like, no, I made up my mind. You're done. And I mean, that's okay. I guess not everybody can like you or the content you do or whatever. But I hate the idea that that is what this person has taken away from this conversation.
Can I say something without offending you?
Hopefully. But you've played some audio that makes me nervous.
I would just, I don't know if I would like it if my team, if my basketball team looked exactly like you. If my entire team was just 100% looked like you.
0-82.
I would wonder how many games would we.
Hold on. Do you mean me specifically or white people?
I was saying you specifically.
Oh, 0-82. Easy. 0-80. Yeah. It would be like the fat dude from Teen Wolf. Like, I need.
Hey, he had a great arm.
Yeah. I need a Teen Wolf to pass the ball to. All right. I'm not even the first person there and the last person leaving. I don't even have that lunchbox mentality. We're going 0-82. So,
hey, we're tanking for the next Cooper flag.
Yeah. And God knows. I hope he's not white.
Hey, can we stop the race conversation and talk about the Chinese Jokic that got drafted last night?
Okay, because he did go like middle first round, right?
Yes, he was supposed to go tomorrow when they don't have any more drafting rounds and they just start signing people. But shout out to the Blazers for just doing, you know, zigging when others are willing to zag.
Hey, they saw that Taco Bell commercial when Jokic got drafted.
On the cheese pull on that.
This podcast is powered by Men's T Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or menstclinic.com.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Cheese pull on those commercials. How do they come up with that? That's not a real. I've seen great in real life cheese pulls. The commercial cheese pulls, that's like CGI at its finest.
True. It was as good as Jokic would become. Yes. They're like, this is how good he'll be at basketball. And by the way, I still have that same text open and saved if that person wants to respond. All right. I want to give them a platform if they want to continue this conversation. For everybody else listening, I apologize for taking up your time and I appreciate your support or tolerance. KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. This would normally be the spot where we do Gridiron Gravy. We're going to move that about an hour because Eric has demanded his time. And we are going to give it to him. Well, that's probably not the way I want to say that. We're going to allow him the segment. No. Nope.
I consent.
Nope. You're married. And so am I. I should have said that first.
Hey, you're flustered right now.
Not my day.
The rough start to a segment.
All right. Thanks a lot, Jacob. It's almost as bad as my Rhino Shield commercial from earlier. Really, Rhino Shield is tremendous. 25-year warranty. All right, go check him out. RhinoShieldTX.com.
Sure, old.
All right, Eric, take it away.
All right, we start with the stat of the day, ladies and gentlemen. How many years has it been since the University of North Carolina has produced a top five pick?
Okay, so I know it happened in at least, I think it was like 95. I feel like I probably should know because Hansbrough didn't go in the top five. I don't have a good answer for you. I hope it's a long time or else I'll look like more of a goof.
Yeah, no, it's been a long time. It's been 20 years.
Oh, yeah.
How about this? When's the last time a Tar Heel was an all-star in the NBA?
Oh, dear. Man, I thought you were going to ask the number one pick, and I was like, oh, James Worthy. He went number one. I don't know. How long?
Well, 2007... And that would be Vince Carter. That's the last time the Tar Heels have had an NBA All-Star representative. That is crazy.
That is crazy.
I mean, the best UNC player today is perhaps Kobe White.
Yeah, he has gotten a lot better.
And he's good. Yeah, hey, he solid. Is. But, man, for the Tar Heel standard, that seems a little bit crazy. Cam Johnson, Harrison Barnes. I mean, I don't even know. This just... It's a wild run on a night where Duke is getting plenty of top 10 love and, of course, number one overall love. And UNC's on the other side of that.
For the record, I want to point out, I think that's one of Jared Sandler's basic issues with Duke basketball. Like, besides the fact that they get a lot of attention and stuff, he's like, oh, wow, what an amazing achievement you had in the tournament with all these future NBA players. And so, like, yeah. I think that's one of his issues. And so, like, the fact that they had three top 10 players and didn't win the title, I definitely think feeds in his idea of, hey, good for you.
Yeah, yeah, I get that. Now, we did mention briefly Chinese Jokic. Hanson Yang, he was picked at 16 for Portland. One NBA front office member texted Brett Siegel and said, quote, that is the wildest pick I've ever seen.
Ever?
Those jobs up there are on the line. So Portland is feeling it, right? They're feeling it big time right now. They did some level of a reach. Now, this dude, when you watch the highlights, you're like, you can see that there's some skill to the big. He's like 7'2". Huge guy.
And look, even if you don't know if they have the skill set yet, the allure of the human that is that giant is too hard to pass in basketball. I also think in volleyball, I would be like, hey, just set that outside hitter out up and woo, here we go.
100%. 7'2", 16 points, 11 rebounds for the Qingdao Eagles this past season.
I have to admit, I'm not familiar with that team.
It's all right. I'm not either. You're more of a Guangdong Tiger guy, aren't you?
I am thinking that's a real team, but I have to admit, I don't know that team either. I'm sorry.
The craziest thing about all of this is that someone is alleging that that is the wildest pick that they have ever seen.
That is pretty crazy.
Especially when you consider that
Anthony Bennett went number one.
Well, there's that. And then you also had this broadcaster get drafted last night.
So the Portland Trailblazers select Colin Coward here. Whoa. This is a young man.
Wow.
He's not that young. I believe he's like 60 years old. Colin Cowherd becomes trend. I heard this in real time, and I don't have like the rewind feature, And so I'm like, crap, did I hear what I think I just heard?
Yeah.
And then moments later, scrolling Twitter, I realized, okay, I did hear what I thought I heard, as Malika Andrews just had, and that's a crazy job in real time. You're navigating names and things are popping up. There's not much.
But that catches your attention. Yeah.
It catches your attention. So, but yeah, she unfortunately said Colin Cowherd was being drafted to the Portland Trailblazers at number 11 overall, which I still think is crazier than Hanson Yang going at 16. But
okay, what do you think is crazier? That, can I throw one more? Did you know that one time the great Randy Galloway said, whatever the Mavericks do on draft night, they should not take Michael Jordan?
Wow.
It's a true thing.
You could clip that and really do some damning things to Hagee moving forward here, Jacob.
I would not have been old enough to understand.
If you're that kind of guy.
Yeah. That was a real big Sam Bowie guy. Yeah. I was like, forget Olajuwon and Jordan. This guy, Sam right here, is going to take over.
So, Colin Cowherd apparently drafted. It was actually Cedric Coward, which is an unfortunate last name.
Yeah.
Your last name is literally Coward.
Does that make him bolder and more aggressive to work against that ideal?
I would think that, I mean, I would have probably, and I'm sure he has, thought through some level of a last name change. But once you get drafted into the NBA, you are what you are now.
Sure.
So you were a coward when you got here. You will be a coward forever.
Yeah.
Now, we also have in February a bettor at BetMGM wagered $7 on the Mavericks of Dallas to draft Cooper Flagg.
In February?
Yes.
Oh, what kind of odds did that person get?
Plus 50,000.
Okay, so that's 500 to 1.
$7. Can you do the math? He bets seven.
$3,500.
$3,500.
That's, man.
Hey, that's a nice.
Holy cow.
That's a nice little upgrade there.
Let me ask you a
question. On the direct deposit.
For you, Jacob, everyone listening, do you ever make the mistake of making some of these? I mean, obviously that was a genius bet, but like ridiculous parlays or whatever, and let yourself get carried away for half a second about what happens if you hit, knowing that full well, you're probably not going to, but do you ever give yourself a second to be like, oh, $27,000. That's a lot. What can I do with that?
100%. It's enticing. It's fun. I mean, just laying out crazy parlays is a great time.
I mean,
our buddy Jake has a fantastic gambling segment.
Yeah, he does.
On Fan After Dark.
I'll tell you what. I find a bunch of bets that I'm like, there's no way this doesn't hit. And then the game's 2 minutes in and I start to realize, I'm like, okay, I can see how this is not going to hit. And that's usually when the time of regret happens.
That's all it takes. 2 minutes in, because one of the legs on your parlay was the first scorer, and that just went out the window in the first 10 seconds.
Like, no way Aaron Judge doesn't get a hit, and then they walk him in four pitches his first at bat. It's like, okay, I see a way how he doesn't get a hit now.
All right, do you ever do the thing where it's a prepackaged parlay and you love the odds so much, then you realize, man, one of those bets in there, I am not educated enough on this particular individual or sport to have pulled the trigger on that.
100%, dude. College football.
Me too.
College football can get weird on you.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just heard about this school, and I'm going to bet on them now.
Yes.
This is pretty wild. Dylan Harper, San Antonio Spur.
Yes.
Of course, his dad, Ron Harper. Ron Harper made $35 million in his career.
He would knock someone's ass to the ground, too.
I think he still would.
I could see that.
His son, Dylan, now will be making $56 million just simply on his rookie contract. So even if he goes full Anthony Bennett and is just out of the league in the blink of an eye, he will make more money than his dad made in his entire respectable career.
Am I supposed to pretend that's why you brought him up?
No, we also got to address Coach Mom. For
See,
Harper.
I knew that's why this really came up.
She was going viral for being such an incredible mom last night. She was just there for her child in a way that you would hope every mom would be.
Sure.
You could clearly see how much she cares about her role as a mom and nurturing a boy to become a man. Mm. And a man that's going to be living in a world where there's going to be a lot of dollars and things thrown at him. Mm-hmm. That could be a tough thing to manage at such a young age. Mm-hmm. And you could just see watching the draft last night how impressive she is as
Let me pause you right there.
A mom
let
and
me,
a coach.
Let me pause you, Jacob. he just thought that she was really attractive, right?
Yeah, I did too.
Oh,
she was an assistant coach. Jacob, is that what you said?
What?
You're a fan?
Oh, big fan, yeah.
I'm not disputing all the things you said are true.
It's the first time in NBA history a player's been drafted and his mom was his assistant coach.
Yeah.
That is pretty awesome.
She's a talented individual. So is whoever that Colin Murray Boyles, I know his girlfriend was getting some love too. South Carolina basketball player as well.
Do you want to play that audio?
Glad you brought that up. Do we have that audio?
Ooh.
I don't even know if there's really audio with the, yeah. It was like a lip reading thing.
Yeah. Oh, you can hear it.
Oh, you can?
Yeah, but
can
like, do you have the audio?
I don't have it, no.
Okay, because it's tough because you just hear the beep and you're like, well, what was it? It very much sounded like he said the F word when he found out where he got drafted.
Well, it was obvious when you look at the lip reading aspect of this. As soon as he gets announced to Toronto, you see just an F bomb fly from his mouth. And yes. So everybody's like, wow, he clearly doesn't want to be there. He's claiming it was a happy F. Okay, so there's different levels of F.
Absolutely.
That's kind of the beauty of the F.
Let's go is one of my go-to phrases.
The versatility of the F is real. He's claiming it was a happy F, not a, oh my gosh, I can't believe I'm going to live in Toronto F.
Okay.
So he claims disbelief, and he says, Toronto was probably the first team that I actually worked out for. What I said was not a bad thing. I'm actually very thankful. It's surreal. It was just a crazy moment. So that F was not an indictment on all of Toronto and the Raptors organization.
How much would you have loved it, too, if he dove into tariff situations? He's like, it's the tariffs I'm really nervous about.
Here's the reason why that
on draft
came
night,
out.
Like, he's really worried about, like, the political relations between Canada and the United States. F is the most versatile word we have, right? Like, in all of language.
I can't fathom there being a more versatile word than F.
Yeah, I'm with you. Maybe two. Two has so many different variations, and you could probably use it in a lot of different ways. But I feel like F can be noun, somehow verb, adjective.
Yes, yes.
Oh, it could definitely be a noun. Look at that F over there.
It can connote every single emotion that a human being could have.
It can. It really can. Well, that was an excellent addition. I'm glad that you took my segment, and rightfully so. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, could the Cowboys have two all-rookie players this season? Plus, we will talk with former Rangers pitcher, philanthropist, and frequent 105.3 The Fan guest, Derek Holland. Next on The Fan.
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.